This is In Focus on WSIU. I'm Jennifer Fuller. SIUC Chancellor Austin Lane announced last week that he's hopeful the fall of 2021 will look a bit more like normal on the SIU Carbondale campus. That means more face-to-face classes and more events. I talked with him about that and more for today's In Focus.
We were excited to announce that our plans going forward are to come back the way we were before the pandemic. And to do it safely. Again, we're cautiously optimistic, but we do believe that, if we can give our students a sense of a semester that is what they would be used to, and then one that would give them a sense of belonging here at the university instead of maybe doing things at a distance, we think that's going to go a long way. Our faculty also want to see their students again in a safe way, but see their students again. So I think for us, we're excited about the planning of the fall and making sure that we still comply with state, county, regional rules and regulations, but that we do it in a way that's going to look a little more familiar to many of us in higher education, where we have our students here back on campus. So excited about that opportunity.
Do you have a number or a percentage in mind? I know that it's roughly a third right now, with a third of the students completely online, or a third of the classes, I should say, a third in some sort of hybrid model, and then a third that really have to have that face-to-face class time. What's it going to look like for the fall, do you think?
Yeah, I think you'd probably see it more almost like an 80% range or number. Where we'd have face-to-face, the other 20 would be that mixture of online or hybrid, which really takes us back to where we were before the pandemic. So we were never 100% face-to-face. We always had a mixture of online and hybrid. And so right now our folks are working on the spacing required inside of the classroom. If we are still in compliance or have to be in compliance with the 6 feet, distance rule in the classroom. Luckily for us, our university held up with 25,000 students with our current footprint of facilities. And so that is some good news there, is that, we are able to accommodate just in different areas of the campus to make sure that we can have that 80% here safely. Anything that's classes that are larger, we would obviously have those classes online. So we're not going to try and force them into those large classrooms. We're not going to try and force that into an auditorium with that many people. We would probably put that online. Parents are trying to make decisions right now. Students are trying to make decisions right now. So we can't wait until May, June, or July. It's too late. So at least talking about it now and our plans to be here hopefully will help our students and parents make decisions.
We've seen statistics in pre-K through 12 education where students are really struggling in some cases to learn online and to have the kind of educational experience they need to not just learn the information, but to retain it. How important is it to you to make sure that in the college level, in post-secondary education, those students have the face-to-face time that they need? Is it as important, do you think?
I think it's important. We do a really good job of the quality and the credibility of courses that are offered online. Our faculty, they do a fantastic job in that regard. So the quality is still there. It's not a question of whether or not, that's missing. That's there. The challenge, though, sometimes is in the learning style of the student. And are they really comprehending and or learning everything that our faculty are teaching in an environment that is solely online? Some are doing fine with that. But what we have found, Jennifer's other students, maybe not so much. They're wanting a more face-to-face experience. They're wanting to have that interaction beyond technological, interaction, but that interaction with personal face-to-face interaction with their faculty member, whether it's for questions or comments or just further understanding of what's being taught. So the majority of our learners have always operated in that face-to-face format. And so to switch that now and have now half or even all of their 15 hours online, that's a hard switch. If you ask me to do that, in my freshman year or junior year or sophomore year, I think I'd been in trouble trying to do that. So I really commend our students, commend our faculty for making those changes. But I think the appetite seems to be, how can we get people back more in a face-to-face format for their own purposes of how they learn.
That's SIU Carbondale Chancellor Austin Lane. For In Focus, I'm Jennifer Fuller.